7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
But I gotta do this. Oh my god. I'm succumbing to compulsive behavior. Okay, let's go. We gotta hurry. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means you're listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh yeah. That's right. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm probably not being the smartest person right now. Probably being one of the dumber people you know right now. Why? Because I'm outside. It's too hot. I am risking my health, but I don't care. I have to come down here. I have to come down to the creek and look for my owl buddies. Because I didn't come down here at all yesterday. And I miss my owls so much, I have to find my friends. I don't hear any owls immediately. I do hear some birds down there talking. Maybe they got owls. Where's my... Yeah, it stinks down here. Alright, let's get down into the creek. We better check for golf balls while we're here. I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but I came down here a couple of nights ago to check for golf balls, and I'm glad I did because I did find a few. Remember that pink ball that was in the mud in a weird spot where we didn't want to go or it was too difficult? Well, there was an orange ball near it after I found a green ball. So I found the green ball and I said, oh, I better go get that orange ball because there's that pink ball next to it. All right, I'm looking around up in the trees. Where's my dudes? I don't see my dudes. So I did all this climbing and getting dirty and doing stuff, and I got the pink ball. Then I had to grab a stick to get the orange ball, and it turns out it wasn't an orange ball after all. Oh no, it was a Bicolore. That's right, it was a... Oop, there's an orange down there. There's a couple of colored balls down there. Let's get down there. Wait, we're gonna need a stick. Looking around, still don't see any owls. Yeah, the ball that I thought was an orange ball was a Bicolore, a two-colored ball, a bicolored ball. It was, that's right, orange and yellow. I can't find a good stick. Here, this one might work. And you know, since we're standing down here, let's check for some golf balls over here. Don't see any. Okay. Let's get down in there and get those golf balls because there's, I think, two oranges down there. There's some yellows, but we don't need any yellows. We didn't need no stinking yellows. And I have a couple of interesting bits of news for you. Guess what I have found out in the last 12 hours? There's a golf ball in the roots of that tree over there right across the creek. That's hilarious. I have found out that my friend Doug, who, although you has never made an appearance on Dubious Goals Committee, should be familiar to all of my listeners. This is a guy I know. All right, there are 6 white golf balls right here. Let's check them all to make sure they aren't anything special. Ooh, this mud is soft and goopy. Ooh, turn around. Okay, hear those birds yappity-yap-yap very quietly. Yappity-yappity-yap-yap. Okay, over here in the deepish water, we got a white golf ball that looks weird. Let's check that out real quick. Nope, it's just muddy. Oh, and we got an orange chaos in the water here that I can smack around with a stick. There we go. Got it. Wash it off. An orange chaos number 2 by Wilson. Yeah, that green ball that I found the other night was another orange green. I mean another green chaos ball. And then we got the two yellows over here by the picnic table and an orange by the picnic table. And guess what this orange one is? Oh, wow. This is only the second one of these we've ever found. It's got a lot of mud on it. Looks like it's got some ink on it too or something. That one's gonna require some deeper cleaning. But orange ball number two is a bomb. A bomb number 11. An orange bomb 11. Very lovely, very nice. Okay, stepping over the picnic table. I'm gonna walk up here. I'm walking down the middle of the creek. There's white golf balls. And I'm listening to that bird going whacka 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 whacka. Is he complaining about an owl? See, now this guy's going off. Brah, brah, brah. Is he complaining about me? Or is he complaining about something else? Okay. Yeah, I'm starting to feel it. It's way too hot. But, I got to look for my owls. There's a white golf ball in the water. I'm looking for more colored golf balls up on the bank. There's the occasional white golf ball. And now I'm going to climb back up on the bank myself. Ugh. Yada, yada, yada. Don't walk through the spider web, duck, and go under. All right, there's a shadow. Was somebody flying over me? Oh, I looked up too fast. Now I'm dizzy. Okay, I'm walking upstream a little bit. I'm now going through the morel zone. No morels, of course. And I'm looking up into trees for owls because they do like to hang out around here. But I don't hear any. I don't. There's no owls. I gotta turn around. Ball in. Wow. I hope you could hear that because that was really dramatic. A ball hit some trees. It went clock, clock. And that made the sound of ball through leaves. And then it went kaplorpsh, and it splashed into the creek. Right here, right next to me. Okay, so let's listen very carefully, because somebody's going to have to tee off again. And if you're wondering, that was just a white golf ball. I could see it as it fell into the water. I got to get out of here. Yeah. I'm starting to, yeah, we've got symptoms. Another ball into the trees, but I think it might have landed on the golf course. Oh, yeah, starting to have some problems here. We are going to get the hell out of here. I'm looking at these golf balls. The chaos is in good shape. The bomb is going to need some cleaning. I wonder what it is I can use to clean off this golf ball.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. the high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook secures...
Everybody knows that's not a carabiner.
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft. A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your Grand Ball washer today.
Laughing happy fish heads in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Ask a fish head anything you want to, they won't answer, they can't talk.
Ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ!
Uncle Grant, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
Oh, Gerald Bald Z, that's terrible. All the other kids laugh at him. Anyway, boy, have I got some interesting news. As I drove home from the creek, I rounded the corner, and I drove up my street into my driveway, and guess who's finally back? Yay, my neighbor Shannon. His cinnamon roll colored car. Is that what color it is? Oh, sitting in the driveway, the hatch is open, they're unloading their luggage. Oh, thank God, and now... Shannon's mowing his lawn because it hasn't been mowed in a month. Ugh. So glad they're back after all of the drama in the last couple days. All the weird stuff going down that we discussed to some degree here on the Dubious Goals Committee. But now we got to do something different. What are we doing? Well, turn this off because... it's synth time. We got some Doke Docs rolling. Rolling the Doke Docs. But I don't want the Doke Docs. Thank you. I want some of these. Quit messing with your stupid toys and do a thing. So yeah, what's the thing? What are we doing? Well, this is one of the things I was going to tell you. You know, this thing that we were working on yesterday and the day before, this music that we have on the synth, you know, this stuff. This stuff, this thing, this... What is this? Well, in an effort to try to figure out what the hell this is, and what the hell we're going to do with it, I mean, is it done? Is it finished in the state that it's in right now? Should I just record this for 20 minutes and call it synth? Maybe I should, but the committee will remember that I mentioned yesterday that maybe we should add the pocket operator to it and throw that sample in there, you know, that weird one that I have. Watashi omoi tomoi kazal bozoi. Let me see if I can plug this crap in here and maybe we can play it for you. Gain? And now it doesn't seem to work properly, but that's fine. Anyway, I took some batteries out of my TV remote control. Maybe that's why this is messed up. Because the batteries are already half dead. But anyway, I got the pocket operator out. I put the batteries in it. Now I can't change channels on my TV. And now we can plug in. Okay, I gotta put this down for a second. Ugh. So I can set the sync thing. There we go. Okay, maybe this will work. This worked last night when I tested it. I've got the pocket operator clocked from the end of cycle trigger from the envelope generator that is working the... Okay, forget it. Just here, listen. Maybe we'll get a Watashi in here. Is everything reset? Everything is reset and go. Interesting.
思い切り遊
ぶ。Okay. All right, I think that's enough of that. So you get the idea. We got that in there, and it kind of sounds okay. Is it really doing anything for it, though? I mean, is this really improving what we've got going? Or what's really happening here? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So, yeah, here we are. And now I'm remembering the other thing that I was going to tell you. The other interesting piece of news that I have found out in the last 12 hours. My friend Doug, we talked about this before I found the golf balls, or we were starting to talk about this. My friend Doug, I just found out, is going to France. Now, that's just about the last place I would expect Doug to go. Being as, I don't think he really has, as far as I can remember, he's never really shown any interest in the culture or language of France or, you know, just anything like that. But it makes perfect sense when you find out what's happening in France here in a couple months. That's right. The Rugby World Cup. He's like, yeah, so join me. He's got tickets to like 18 games. He's going to be there for a month and a half. Oh my God. And I don't even have a passport. Oh, I'm so worthless and such a crappy person. Good thing I spent all those years learning to speak French. Yeah, so anyway, Doug's going to France. I'm going nowhere. I'm going nowhere with my synth. And what was I going to do with this? There was something else I was just going to tell you. Now I can't remember. Do I want to go to France? I don't know, kind of. I could go to France. I could eat some yummy food, eat some pâte à choux. What else was I going to tell you? I want to buy a thing for my synth. Yeah, that's what I'm always telling you. I can't remember what I was going to tell you, so I guess what we're going to do is, I don't know, some more synth. Yeah, okay. I guess we could do that. I'm going to put the microphone down, though.
But the
And I remembered the other thing I was going to tell you. 707. I haven't talked to Doug in a while. And so while corresponding with him regarding this World Cup business and everything, I said, oh, by the way, how difficult would it be to lay hands on the 707? Because my 707 is over at his house. Or in his studio or somewhere. And I haven't seen it in a while. And being as that 707 has a trigger output and is compatible with some analog stuff, I'm thinking that I need to get my hands on my 707 so we can do some 707 stuff, right? That'd be fun. I haven't seen it in over a decade. It's going to need some work. I have a feeling the RAM battery is probably dead because, you know, I bought that thing used in many years ago. So, yeah, I'm going to have to put a RAM battery in it. Do I know how to do that? No. Do I know what battery it needs? No. But, you know, hey. So, yeah, if I get my hands on that, you're going to hear all about it, and I'll try to fix it. And then if I do fix it, you'll actually get to hear it. The other thing that occurs to me is that Doug himself, he owns a 727. The 727... was the Latin percussion version of the 707. And when you put them together, you get all kinds of wacky stuff. Hey, wait a minute. Let me do this. Of course, that 727 might need some work too. But hell, if I'm replacing RAM batteries in a 707, it's not going to take much effort to put one in a 727 now, is it? No, it's not. Anyway, we're starting to get down to the end of the line here. So let me say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. End of the line for me. Yes.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
All right, I'm out of here.